Yeah.
Maybe elaborate a little bit on sort of the differences between nutriment, sort of all of those factors back up to associating wise people, or nutrients for each other, versus more kind of like a direct relationship, say, in the kind of origination, when we get beyond ignorance and down to suffering. It's more like, this is dependent on this.
Actually, the words are same. Pachaya. Pachaya. I think they're these are 208. I'm pretty sure it is. I better check before I. Oh no, has it? No, it is. It's saharam. So it's nutriment. That's food. But the I say the commentary glosses it with has a condition, sampachayam. So it's like the to me the I think that gloss is probably helpful in the sense of that whether it's because both of them are not, say, direct causes, strictly cause and effect. It's nourished, it's fed by, it's supported by, conditioned by, it's in a different context. Majjhima 44, in that these dhammas are conjoined, they are not disjoined, but it's a different context, but it has a similar application, that these are they're inextricably linked. There's a somewhat on a certain level, somewhat arbitrary, but it's a natural progression or a natural, fairly direct, but not exclusively. And the Buddha was always, he was very precise, so that if he wanted to say, this is a direct causal condition, he would say it's a direct causal condition as opposed to something woolly. And whereas this is actually the reality is once you start getting into the conditioning factors like this, they bleed into each other, support each other, or affect each other in different ways. Yeah.
These are
not exclusive. The use of that word sahara as with nutriment, with ahara is literally food. It's actually. And that's in Thai language. That is that is your word for food.